You can hear it all on 106.7 Buzz 2.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check one, two, check one, two.
Stay tuned. We're going live in five.
Norfolk, Virginia, California.
Three. Morning Mayhem starts now with David Basil,
yep.
Roger Scott,
yep.
And Justin Moore. Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
From the office of your favorite president, good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
Hey, you guys!
Are you 609ers? You know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Hit that guy on that. Move it, move it, move, move, move. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
What an asset you are to our show.
Los Angeles.
Working on a T-bone steak.
I'll like hardly find over to the Golden State.
When the pilot told us
in the 13. Who's this?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
I don't know. What is that, Baz?
That's
ba-da-ma-da-ma-da-ma.
Punch your engines and cool your wings and then make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Good morning from London, England. Welcome to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Justin Moore and Christian Weaver. Whoopik Sui! Los Angeles!
Good jam right there. Listen to that. Jammy jam.
But if I hear closely, do I hear a ukulele? Is it ukulele? What is it?
You might hear a ukulele.
Yeah, I think I hear it in there.
I think that's the G chord. You're the G chord.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, everybody.
6:11 on this Tuesday, August 18th. Man, August is rolling.
I know, my
rolling in the deep.
My baby brother had a birthday yesterday.
He did. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, Christian.
I'm well. How are you guys?
Are you back with another little bug? Does it sound like you?
I don't think so.
You got to listen. He's got the bun going. Tight bun today for Christian Weaver.
Maybe that's it.
You have like a bun.
You don't put chopsticks in yours?
Bun density. No. You have a bun density schedule? A level, rather?
I do not have a bun density.
Yeah, I mean, that is a tight bun.
Yeah, I noticed it when I put it on. It was kind of tight.
Yeah, you got the tightest bun, and then you got the flow. The flow where it just goes everywhere.
Jesus, yeah.
As always, on Tuesday, we'll visit a little bit later with Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Our friend John Daly will be with us, brought to you by Honda of Russellville. Steve and Michelle Pirtle, thank you. No Chuck Gatlin today?
What?
He is off.
That's right.
Yes.
He's with his mommy.
But we'll still play a little Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank Chris Roberts. Today's National Fajita Day. I actually had fajitas yesterday. What's your protein source or what's your protein choice for fajitas?
I like steak and black beans.
Steak and black beans. Christian?
Well, I'll always go mix, but if I have to choose one, I'll go chicken.
Okay, I did yesterday. I went triple mix.
Yes, shrimp?
Yeah, it's more expensive, but
that's the way.
Yes, today's also National Couples Day.
Yeah,
for you, success. Again, if you haven't seen the invite, it's a little edgy, but I just now I've sort of got couples on the mind from that. Also, National Mail Order Catalog Day.
Okay,
for those of us growing up, I presume they mean with a mail order catalog. It's like what we used to have, Roger, back in the 60s and 70s. And I don't know, they may have got Christian. I don't know how long they went. But if you got that Sears catalog, and did you get Montgomery Ward too, Rog?
We got Otasco.
Yeah, I didn't get Otasco down there. Ours was strictly. Yeah. Remember how thick that Sears, and it's especially Christmas time. You knew that section, you go about three-fourths of the way through the magazine, and in the back, you had about 25, 30 pages of toys.
I guess we only had one Sears. I don't know when Sears was in Little Rock. That's the only one I remember. Growing up, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then as a...
I think
I was in junior high, maybe high school.
Did you ever go to your parents and go, I sure would like to get that?
No, you write it down.
You write it in the book. That's how you do it. Of course, you also had the bra section in there that little boys would take a look. I'm not saying me, but you know, you said that was within the same book.
That was called Foundations.
Yeah, Foundations. But it was that was something you would shoot for. Man, if I could get, I remember At One. You remember what At One? So there was a G.I. Joe with this big yellow like vehicle. It was the coolest thing. It was like this long, and you could put the G.I. Joes in the front, and it had radar in the back.
Nope.
If you Google Christian, At One? Yeah, like AT. It was G.I. Joe AT vehicle. Google it right now, Roger. See it. I got one. It was the coolest thing ever. It would open up. And I just remember when you would see the latest from G.I. Joe or talking G.I. Joe, but it was a wonderful thing back then.
At One.
A couple things yesterday, Roger. Big news, Dave Van Horn gets a pay raise.
Okay.
So you know who his agent is. You know, he went to Jimmy Sexton.
Right, right.
So he goes to $2.1 million. I think that's an increase of about $500,000. That makes him number five in the nation, which I think is better. I think is more. He hadn't won a national championship, but he's one of the winningest coaches in the game today, and it had probably more World Series appearances without a championship than anybody that's active. So good for him. Mm-hmm. Good for him. If you notice, Christian, I don't know if I can find it somewhere. I'm going to ask Rick. He thanks. I just saw what in the Democrat Gazette. He thanked the chancellor. He thanked the board of trustees.
Uh-oh.
And I never saw a thank you to Hunter Yurchek. So maybe I missed it. You know, there's apparently been an uncomfortable relationship with them, according to my reliable sources. When it happened, I mean, nothing against anybody. I'm just saying that's a fact. That's what it was. And I think it was about money. And that's why I think Jimmy Sexton got involved or that's why he brought in Jimmy Sexton. And so he got him some money, but it's deserving. I think
I saw Yurchek release a statement.
I did. I saw that. So, can you tell me, either one of you, who are the four ahead of him?
No.
Christian, go. Or just say the school name.
Is the Texas head coach ahead of him?
Texas is ahead of him.
Yeah.
Barely. Barely. That's not the most. That's not the highest paid one.
I'm trying to think who would be the highest paid.
Come on. Come on. Think of great baseball. Think of SEC.
Thinking of SEC. LSU?
Matter of fact, they're all SEC. LSU? LSU's number one.
Okay.
He's get paid $3.35 million. So he gets paid almost double what he was making before at 1.6. He had 3.35. There's two other ones beside Texas.
Florida?
No, I'll go ahead and help you.
Yeah.
It's Mississippi State, 2.9 million, and Vandy, 2.45 million. So, here it is. I want to thank the University of Arkansas Board of Trustees, Chancellor Robinson, and our athletic department administration. No, so he does give the administration credit, but he doesn't say Hunter, individually. So, also, top 25 is out. So, yeah. Roger, we mentioned this during our Facebook Live. Mm. Hard to believe, only the second time in the history of the Big Ten that they had a 1-2 in preseason.
I thought it was 65 years.
No, it's the first time in 65 years, but only the second time altogether. Only two times ever. Yeah. I thought Michigan and Ohio State maybe back in the day you'd have more.
Maybe. Yeah, you would think back in the day.
What do you say?
I don't know. What is that?
And then you play it every morning. Boys. That's it. Yeah.
Hey, you guys.
That's what you sort of say.
I guess you'd think about Michigan and Ohio State.
How many SEC teams that Arkansas?
Seven.
Seven is correct. Yes. How many in the top 10?
Three.
That is, wow, you just listen. I might as well just stop.
Listen. I read the paper. Shout out, paper people.
All right. Name me the three SECs in the top 10.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah, that's play them first. Well, actually, they're four. Yeah. They're four SECs. Excuse me. There are five SEC teams in the top 10, but three that we play. Yeah. Yes. Go.
Georgia. Bama.
No Bama.
Oh, LSU?
LSU. No, LSU's 11.
Okay.
Tejas.
Texas is five, so Georgia three, Texas five, and then there's three more in the top 10, 8, 9, and 10. And we play one of the
LSU?
LSU is not, it's 11.
You said 11, okay.
Yeah.
Did Mississippi A&M drop?
A&M's number eight.
Okay.
Eight. He's like, oh my gosh, we're going to struggle to beat those guys again. Nine, we're not playing either one of these two teams, 9 and 10. And I'll give you a hint. Both of them had good years last year. Really good years last
Mississippi.
Year. Very good. Roger is just a heater. Ole Miss. Yeah. And then one more. Again, playoff team.
Yeah,
I'm drawing blanks.
Oklahoma.
Shoot.
Yeah, so you got Georgia, Texas, A&M, Ole Miss, Oklahoma, LSU, Bama, Tennessee, and Missouri. And then you throw in Utah, so we play, obviously, Utah, think about that. Five of the top 10 are SEC.
And again, ESPN says it's the toughest schedule in the league.
Yeah.
In the country. Toughest schedule.
You can
so who else plays those teams? Is it just because we're not good? Or who else plays those teams that we play?
Roger, I think that it helps the fact that we're playing Georgia and Texas, both are in the top five. Mm-hmm. And then you've got A&M, as always. And then you got LSU that's going to be.
Utah ranked.
Utah's ranked.
Where are they at?
They're at 21.
Once again, toughest schedule in the country. Yeah. Okay, so yeah. Is that because? Is that just based on who we're playing, or is it based on who we're playing aren't very good?
I think it's based on who you're playing. Yeah, who you're playing, where they're ranked,
play. There's other SEC teams that play other SEC teams.
I guess
teams.
Our combination, Roger, I guess our combination.
And I'm just saying, okay, so what am I supposed to maybe take from being the toughest
I guess we always have, maybe because you're Georgia, you don't play yourself. Maybe helps. That knocks one of them off. And then our non-conference,
What does it say, though?
We had Notre Dame last year, remember?
Sure.
Had Notre Dame non-conference last year.
And that wasn't the toughest schedule, though, was it?
I think we labeled that? Top two or three, I'm sure.
Sure, was it? But what does it say about us if we're playing the top schedule? What, in the last decade? It seems like we're in there every year.
Well, as you mentioned, in the SEC, you're probably going to be in the top five no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably going to be in the top five. Anybody. All those will probably be in the top 10.
I still think that they're throwing in the fact that Arkansas.
Hey, who was the guy, Christian, that you guys had with Acree and football? Your football guy last year? Who was a DB?
It was Caleb Wooden who's returning.
That's what I thought. You know, all the years run together because we were talking about that yesterday. And I remember Justin really liked him. He seemed to be a good kid, even though he wasn't. I don't think he had. Obviously, the defense did not have a great year.
Right, yeah.
It was tough for you guys to do that show every. I mean, do that segment because it was, you know.
The defense was awful.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad, Roger, we went with the lineman last year on the offensive side of the ball because I had a feeling the defense may struggle.
Yeah.
So I thought that was him, but he had been at Auburn 2 years before that. That's what was getting me a little confused. Also, last night, Roger, I had to drop off the equipment too. By the way, the plug in that we're taking for the power plug. It's frayed on the connection to the box. That's where Justin said it wasn't what's going into the thing, going into the tie line. But you know what? I dropped it off and looked, and it's frayed. So we gotta buy new ones there. But anyways, I'm coming back, Roger. I'm going out there, and I see, you know, Bucky's.
The Buck.
And it was like at 9 o'clock, and there was basically a line.
Is that right?
It looked like a parking lot. It looked like Walmart. It looked like Walmart. And I said, and I was low on gas. I said, not getting gas there. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, so I go on to Malvern, or you know, and then I'm coming back, and I say, okay. It's 11 o'clock, 10:30, I'll go in there. And it's like going to Walmart.
Is it open 24?
Yeah, it is. It's a lot, man. It is a lot of people.
Like, I'm going to wait a little bit before I go.
Oh, you're really not going to a gas station or a convenience store. You're going to a department store.
It's like Christmas shopping.
It is. It really is. Half of that is a department store.
Sure.
It's the first half of it. And so,
I got relatives that don't live in Arkansas that are going to get some Arkansas cutting boards.
yesterday the big story was Hayden, last name?
Panettiere.
Well, we suspected there was obviously something that happened.
What is it? I didn't see it.
She died of an overdose.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they had found, Narcon. They found that in her bedroom or wherever they found her. And did you see the jerk face?
That was to save her.
Well,
she's obviously.
Well, I think she's
in.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I had a funny feeling that she had that there. She's had an addiction issue.
Did you see where her brother died as well?
I think you mentioned it yesterday, didn't you?
I don't know. Somebody said that yesterday. I mean, her brother died a couple of years ago from something.
Well, did so. The other thing was the. Did you see the jerk face that they interviewed that I think she was seeing? I wish you could find that. It was you talk about the most loser bum. This girl is a Hollywood actress, and she's with this dude. I don't get it, ladies. I don't get it. This dude was about even who was the girl used to be on Fox, has her own podcast now. That's where I happened to see her post something, but she goes, she was just saying, wait till you see this guy. She goes, it's not even the full interview. He is. She goes, you imagine your daughter dating this loser. And anyway, he just, it's like, wow. So that's what she was, that's the kind of support she was getting, which from that goofball was horrible. Nothing.
Oh.
Also,
was it Megyn Kelly?
Yeah. She had had the interview. And I don't know how it would translate what jerk face is on the air, because you have to watch it too. Roger, also, this is the anniversary. This day, Christian, let's see if Christian can get this. On this day, people were waking up in a certain area of the country they were not waking up, Roger. They had been up all night. There was an event that was being finished off on this day, about this time, this morning, back in 1969.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what it is. Chris, do you have any idea? It was an event that had basically, it was behind, had gone on all night, and it ended with this last act at 8 a.m. Maybe some consider the greatest music moment as far as live performance, venue, festival in the history of
Woodstock.
Woodstock is correct. And who was the act that went on at 8 a.m.?
I do not know who the last act
is. Oh, I'm shocked. I am stunned by that. Mr. IMDb, I'm stunned that he
was
didn't get
Hendrix?
That. It is Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, it is. Of course, Roger, he played Purple Haze, Foxy Lady, Voodoo Child, but most, what a lot of people remember is the Star Spangled Banner.
Right. That's
exactly which was, right. Yeah, and that's where, but think about that. He was supposed to be like the headliner like at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock the night before.
We'd like to do, everybody want to stand up this time. Everybody must stand up because we's all Americans and so forth and so on. We are Americans. You can do this, you can do that. This is for everybody together. That actually.
Played his greatest hit.
We'd like to do the American anthem the way it really is in the air, what you breathe every day, the way it really sounds.
I don't think I've ever heard that. And then he proceeds to do the most craziest. Look what he's doing that guitar, Roger. That could be you with the ukulele in a few months.
Sure, yeah, he's bending them. I'm bending strings. I'm bending ukulele strings.
Sort of a, it was probably a surprise for the crowd to go, Star Spangled Banner?
Is that what you're doing? Yeah, yeah. Puff, puff, pass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anyway, that was on this day. And Roger is also, too, 49 years ago. And I'll go back to Christian. Yeah. 18 white limousines were seen rolling down the road. And what was that for, Christian?
49 years ago, so that would have been 77?
That's correct. 18 white limousines. Driving down the road.
Oh, was that? No, I don't know.
It was
Elvis'
right.
Funeral?
It was Elvis, 18 white limousines and a white hearse drove through the streets of Memphis to his not so final resting place, Roger. They took him to the to that graveyard.
Why would they even think about
it? I know. Well, you know what? Think about this. How many other places have a graveyard at the house? Is it you have the cemetery in D.C. But where have you? Was there any other example of a? They probably had never
Where's
thought
George
of
George Washington buried. Where is Jefferson buried?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a good
question. There's people that have like plots on their.
Yeah, yeah, we're talking about famous, but they, you know, though.
I don't know how long it took them to go. We gotta because somebody tried to mess
probably
with him, right?
So, probably
and they realized
so,
real quick this ain't gonna work.
Probably go in there and grab some stuff from him.
And by the way, the number of flowers delivered by FTD
can you believe that
surpassed the number for any other event in the company's history? Which
in the company's history,
yeah.
I dare say it's been broken.
What's that?
I dare say
that probably
been
probably has. When we come back to
no, I say I dare it.
Oh, they have yeah, probably doubt, not. Yeah, probably yeah. not. Come back to a couple of significant sports retirements on this day too. That we'll get to. Oh, that more. Bum, 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 bum. Meow. This is you, man. I want you doing this on the ukulele.
I got to learn the F minor.
The B chord. If you want to be a part of the show, we'll check our messages now. 661-1037 on the Middleton Eaton Air text line. Bum, bum, bum. All right, don't go away.
Of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Happy Tuesday. It's going to be a hot one with a high of 101 here in Little Rock. Heat index values well over 105. A slight chance of a shower thunderstorm too. Tonight, mostly clear at the low of 78. Tomorrow, a high of 105. Hit that. Tie the record set in 1962. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Register now for the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge for your chance to win a 50-inch TV. Make sure to submit your picks each week so you can have the most points at the end of the season. Whoever has the most points will be the 2026 Bud Light SEC Pick'em Challenge winner and receive the 50-inch TV. Register online at 1037thebuzz.com. It's only on your favorite fun and game station, 1037 The Buzz.
Hey, it's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't isn't just a win, it's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is SportsCenter.
Yesterday in NBA news, the Buss family sold the remaining 17.8% stake in the Lakers, which gives the Josh Kushner and Bob Iger group around 83% ownership of the team. However, Jeannie Buss opposes the sale and plans to fight back legally. The Buss family had owned the Lakers from 1979 until last year when they sold to Mark Walton. This deal would completely end the Buss family's involvement with the Lakers. In Major League Baseball, the Rays got their American League best 75th win by beating the Orioles 7-6, while the Cubs beat their neighbors to the south, White Sox 7-5 in 10 innings. Pete Crow Armstrong hit his first career walk-off home run to get them the win. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park tonight for their home series against the Springfield Cardinals. First pitch is set for 6:35. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
Network Services Group presents Out of Bounds Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz. Network Services Group, one call, does it all.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
All you have to do is follow three simple rules. One, never underestimate your opponent. Expect the unexpected.
So good.
Two, take it outside. Never start anything inside the bar unless it's absolutely necessary. And three, be nice. If somebody gets in your face and calls you a I want you to be nice. Ask him to walk, but be nice. If he won't walk, walk him, but be nice. If you can't walk him, one of the others will help you, and you'll both be nice. I want you to remember that it's a job. It's nothing personal. I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Well, how are we supposed to know when that is?
You won't. I'll let you know.
Woo!
You are the bouncers. I am the cooler.
You know, that is for a man. That is on the Mount Rushmore of man movies.
Yeah.
Guy Flicks.
Absolutely.
Without question. What about you, Christian, Mr. IMDb? Do you agree with that? IMCW.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, that is such a Guy Flick. Got a great bad guy in it. Got a bunch of yucky, you know.
It's a good bad movie.
It's a good bad movie. That car, I actually bought a Mercedes-Benz like the one he had with the cover up where you put the knife in the, oh my gosh, in the gas pedal. Yeah, so good. And then, what was the name of the move to the throat? The old snatch the throat out of
larynx?
Yeah, snatch it out of there. Yes.
I don't know what he did. Is there a name?
Oh, he's going for it. He's going for it. You remember he had killing the guy at the end. Oh. And his girlfriend got mad at him.
You know, listen, he was just fighting for his life.
Absolutely.
Back off, lady.
Yeah, man, you know what? That, you know what? That's okay, though. She was a first responder.
661-1037.
That's what they have to do. They have to have that servant's heart.
Is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Let's read some of these.
Please.
Let's see here. Good morning, Los Angeles, 609. That's from Marty. Marty texts us every morning from Jonesboro. Good to see you, Marty. I hear John Neighbors orders from the mail order catalog. I've got the AT vehicle still in great shape. JT, did you find it? Oh my gosh!
Wait till I found it.
Yeah, I didn't.
You did? How cool is that? It opens up. It's got.
You can buy it for $200 on eBay right now.
I'd buy it. It shoots up in the air. It shoots a little satellite thing up in the air.
Projectiles.
Can people see that on the camera?
Let's see here.
Is that it?
That's it. Look at that thing. GI Joe's in the front. It's got eight wheels. That thing folds down. It's an operational center in the back. I mean, it was so advanced.
Shut up.
Let's see.
Mom, Dad, it has an operational center in the back. I've got to have it. Lucas down the road has one.
Someone says, Roger, David can't say it, but it's because we suck. I don't think that's why they
say it. David's not going to say that. I don't think that's the reason they said
we have the most difficult schedule.
No, I agree. I think somebody else pointed out on here, to your point where you said, because Georgia didn't play Georgia.
That's right.
Well, the reason is because Arkansas didn't play Arkansas either.
That's exactly right. That's a great point. Narcan. Someone said Hayden Panettiere exposed the Hollywood pedophiles in the industry a few months as well.
Is that right?
I saw that she had spoke out against some abuse that she had had. I didn't watch the clip or anything. So I didn't go any further to assume.
She'd been abused, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think she had said
said something about it.
I don't know. And I don't know if she was abused as a child,
right.
As an 18, 19, 20-year-old, I don't know. I didn't see the article, so I couldn't say. But it's an ugly, ugly thing.
Her brother, according to Rebecca, her brother died a few years ago because he had an aortic valve complication.
I'm not saying that he died from overdose or anything. I'm just saying that she had a brother. So to my point is that her parents have lost a second child in the last couple of years. At both such relatively young ages.
Here's one that says, in October of 77, Rogers, when Elvis and his mom were moved to Graceland.
October of 77?
So that would have been, it would have been a couple of months. After, yeah. I think people had tried to steal from it, didn't they? I think they had damaged it
or something. I guess his mama wouldn't have been buried there, or it would have been a no-brainer for him to have been buried there.
Yes.
Okay.
Someone says here.
I guess they went and got Jesse Guerin as well.
Yeah,
and got them all.
Yeah. And now you got mama and grandson.
Mama, daddy's son. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Someone says here from the 501. You should play the Jimi Hendrix version of the Star Spangled Banner in your introduction each morning. Take too long.
Yeah, no.
Take too long.
It's terrible.
It would take too long.
I think the point plays it at five. I couldn't listen.
They do. How long is the version? It's got to be another minute longer than the, I think.
Yeah, 2 minutes or something.
10 seconds in is too long. I just cannot listen to it. I don't know. Maybe I need to,
span
my
horizon. Ron says, a polar bear fell on me. What's that line from?
Roadhouse.
Yeah, Roadhouse, the polar bear at the very end. Now, this is so good. Our listeners, you talking to us?
Say it.
Our listeners are so creative, so fun. Creative. All you guys are so smart. Leave it to Baz to talk about another man's tight bun.
Absolutely.
That is so good.
Did you catch it?
Did you catch it?
Yes.
And you didn't punch back or laugh?
For the sexual connotation?
Whatever.
I did not. No, I didn't think about it. Sexual
connotation.
How about
that? But you know what? Somebody's out there listening.
No, it's because I mentioned a bun in my latest hair transplant commercial.
Yeah,
which I will not be getting one. It's not for me. I sit behind a guy in church who has a bun, but he has much less hair than I have. He's much older than I think he's much older. I would say he's 10 years older. Which you know, it's a ponytail, not a bun.
Is the bun, Roger? I'll ask you because Christian probably cannot comment on this. The bun, is it still cool or is it out of style now?
I
have no clue. That's what I said. Hey, do you know? From a guy in the guy handbook?
Yeah, I don't know. It was big for a while.
Yeah. It was a big thing.
I think there comes a certain age where I reach where I will no longer wear a bun.
Right, and there's a douche factor.
Yes, there is.
Whoa!
There just is.
Wow!
If at a certain point or a certain dude. Okay, sort of like you that wear your glasses backwards on the back of your hat.
Right.
In golf, that's not me talking. I'm talking about golfing my ball.
Somebody said from the 501, you guys planning on doing a remote at Bucky's anytime? Noticed some of the other stations there yesterday. You know, we're family market men. is what we are. Yeah, and, you know, if they...
I don't think they even paid for it. They're misguided. I wouldn't know if they had other stations out there. Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, we probably could have gone... there's no doubt we could have said, hey, we want to broadcast from here. Is that cool with you? And they would have said, sure, go right ahead. They're not paying.
I will say this. When I walked through there last night, you know, this is in Saline County, and I thought even at 10:30 that I would probably see somebody...
that you know.
And I only saw one. So it tells me, too, that... you know, you've got people from all over the place coming in. That's just not a Saline County deal. I mean, that thing draws.
Oh, yeah. You know what? There's no doubt. Yeah, yeah. I'm sure some of the people from Hot Springs Village came in. I'm sure people from Malvern came in.
That's right.
You saw it when the door first opened up. Listen to me. You had some of the most powerful men in the United States government there. I saw Tom Cotton.
Yeah, Tom Cotton was there with governor.
Tom Cotton was there. What is Tom Cotton doing at Bucky's?
Yeah.
What are you doing at Bucky's? You know, I guess somebody's running for election. Of course, not Fitz. What's his name? French Hill was there. Yeah. Hawkey was there. Shane obviously was there. Lady Madam was there.
Lady Madam. You know what surprised me? There's a section in there. All of them have it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you, and it's a huge section.
It's from here.
It's at least 15 feet long.
Uh-huh.
And it's that dried, like.
Are you talking about beef jerky?
Beef jerky.
Yeah.
They literally got like, I didn't know beef jerky was that popular.
Very popular.
It's got like 15. I'm like, wow. I had no idea. Am I missing the boat on this?
No.
You sometimes eat beef jerky.
I like beef jerky.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Roger. As a matter of fact,
look here.
It's a good source of protein. I get it.
Look what I have written down right here. What's that say?
Chomp.
Chomps. I've got to go get me some today.
Okay. I know it's an easy form of protein.
But I don't know who has it. I'm assuming Whole Foods does. I haven't found it. I bought some of it.
This is a brand?
Yeah. This is a sea salt flavor. Found it all over when we were in Marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's where we bought it at the grocery store.
It's become a thing.
Can't find it online. Not the flavor that I want.
Yeah, I mean, it's becoming the 19 different flavors.
It's like very good. There's no sugar. It's sea salt. It's, you know, I assume. Listen, here's the other part. Just based on what I'm telling you about that food, I saw today where it was... I don't know when it was, maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I'll look for it, where the FDA approved spraying chemicals on your hot dogs, your sausage, and some other meats because of the micro whatever are on. And I'm going, that's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're throwing. I don't know. What am I eating that's not processed?
Well, again, that's what you just got to stay away from processed food.
Well, I know.
It's almost impossible to do.
It almost is.
What were you saying, Chris? You were going to say something?
I was going to say my wife wants to go over to Bucky's because of the beef jerky selection.
I'm stunned. I just didn't realize how popular that is.
I'll go. Eventually. But it's too many people.
I don't want to be surrounded by people.
It's like going in a busy Saturday Walmart. There's just too many cars, too many people.
Well, just like any other new store. I went in the bathroom.
I almost took a picture and decided not to. I thought somebody might say something.
I think it was
25 urinals.
Now,
here's one that Baz just turned into an 8-year-old little boy with a G.I. Joe toy.
You know what?
You're exactly right.
That's right.
Let's see here.
Now you know what to get him on October 13th.
Let's see. I saw someone from Texas and posted on Facebook about all the stuff they had bought, mainly shirts, and was going to post it on site and resell it. Let's see here.
Will you get a Bucky's shirt?
No.
Bucky's bed. Have the Bucky's billboards changed yet to say Bucky's instead of coming soon and all that? Have they changed them all?
300 miles away.
Have they changed them?
I don't know. I hadn't seen that. That's a good question. The story of Bill Murray calling his friend who was married to the blonde in Roadhouse every time he saw Roadhouse on TV is hilarious. What is it now?
He is friends with the husband of the chick that played...
the doctor?
Yeah. So every time he sees that lovemaking scene, he calls.
So somebody, Baxter says a hairstyle cannot go out of style if it was never cool to begin with.
Ooh. What a chef! Which nuts a whole different.
Here's another one. The bun was never cool.
I'm not necessarily. It is if you can get away with it. Yeah. It is if you can get away with it. If you got long hair, there's a you have it, so you can do things with.
You got to put it up.
You be your own man.
The buns have been around for a long time.
Why don't you braid it?
I'm probably going to cut my hair soon.
What?
And it's not because of this conversation. I was just thinking about it. So.
Wow. Hey,
No. What does your wife say to me?
Hey, by the way,
she's making that call.
Saw Justin Moore last night. He took his hat off, and I said, whoa, you didn't have any hair. He shaved it off. I was like, wow.
I would think that would be pre-rehab.
He loves it.
Is that right? He loves it.
Well, we've all been, you know, I've been there before. It's easy to take care of.
That's what I'm thinking about doing.
Yeah, I like it.
I like you being on the edge.
And I went 180 from that. You're sprouting.
Yeah. Someone says, I didn't know Hayden P was the coach's daughter and remember the Titans until last night. Yeah. I think we spent a lot of time on that yesterday. I don't know if we tipped you off.
That's the only thing I know. I didn't know she was a singer. I didn't know she was on any other TV shows. May she rest in peace. Sad deal.
36.
It just is.
Bobby Joe said his first catalog order was Playboy, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Maybe. Let's see here. What else? Building Bucky's in Ruston. It is sort of a, I don't want to say a gimmick. It is a unique, you know, it's not for everybody and it's just overwhelming. It's just wow.
Again, I think there's a ton of, listen, I know people, again, they've got pretty cool, items, the shopping, things like that. There's some things, if you want to go, I don't know where you can find them, what boutique you can find them at, certain Arkansas things and stuff like that.
And they have the cow, the bull horns, they're all over the place.
Sure. You know what was missing? We stopped there many a time, and not this one, obviously, but to get a sandwich or, you know, a protein bowl or something that's there, huh?
I have heard their food's pretty good.
I tried a three-layer sandwich.
I won't stop there for, it'll be a destination spot for me because it's not on my way to do anything except go to Hot Spring.
Yeah, if you want to come back, you got to deal with 500 people.
It'll just be cool to go. Of course, I'll go in there. It's Bucky's, for crying out loud. No. I'm not an idiot. Unless you want to go ahead and set the thing where you go, I've never been into the one in Arkansas, I get my gas at other places. I get, you know, all those other things, but if they've got chomps, I'm in there.
Someone says, breaking news, Hunter Rydacek called, Yurichek, I guess, said the 103.7 The Bus is not in position to compete for a national championship. Meanwhile, Stan from North Little Rock is now said to be looking for a statue of David Basil. Yeah, Stan was, somehow I got brought up in that conversation, I think, with Bo and up on with their radio. Said that Stan's calling up there. Yeah, how about that? Was Stan complaining about us while we were gone?
Yes.
Did we hear that?
Yes, he did.
He did?
Yes, Christian? He did.
Yeah. I don't remember this.
He did. He said that we never let him talk.
Oh, yeah,
That is a lie. We let him talk. As a matter of fact, his last few calls have been pretty good. He'd actually come up with something unique and different. Yeah.
It would be funny if he was calling up to that show and had unique takes every time.
Completely different. Yeah. It's a different guy.
But every time he calls here, it's a gimmick.
That'd be a fun bit that we didn't know. Well. All right, do not go away. It is 6:48. Ziggity diggity.
Partnership with Oakland Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. Baseball fans, big hits get even bigger with Dinger Tuesdays on FanDuel. Customers choose their own reward every Tuesday to use on Home Run Bet. How will you play your game? Option one, the bet reset. Use this on your wager and you'll get refunded in bonus bets if your bet loses. Option two, a 50% profit boost. Make your bet, activate the profit boost, and if it hits, that's extra winnings at no extra cost. Make your choice and the reward will be ready to use on your next home run bet. Take a look at either the Nationals, the Yankees, the Astros, or the Braves. But that's just me talking. Just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to choose your reward for your home run bets every Dinger Tuesday. Play ball with the home run for home runs on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
It's the win-win. The that leads to a grin-grin. You get a family membership to the Little Rock Racquet Club or Athletic Club. You get in shape. They get in the pool. And boy, do they have pools. Your Little Rock Racquet or Athletic Club. People will witness the fitness.
This is the Pigskin Preacher bringing you the word. You've heard me say before that Double B's has the latest technology so that you can quickly and securely pay at the pump on your Phillips. Recently on a road trip, I witnessed how important this is. As I kept trying over and over and over to do this at a national chain out of state, their equipment was junk, and finally I had to go inside and prepay. Ridiculous. Double B's is miles ahead of such places because we put our best foot forward for you, for Arkansas. We don't have obsolete, failed technology. Not only does Double B's have safe, secure, and modern pumps, we have a dazzling array of delectables and sundries inside for all your road tripping confreres. Double B's. It's where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Double B's.
Injured? Let's talk about getting help now.
Anywhere in the state, dial 888-8888.
Whether injured at night, on a weekend, or a holiday,
dial 8 for Rainwater, Holtz, and Sexton.
888-8888.
Responsible attorneys Michael Rainwater and Bob Sexton.
Arkansas summers are no joke. When temperatures climb, dehydration becomes a real problem. And that can increase your risk for painful kidney stones. If you've ever had one, you know it's something you never want to experience again. This summer, stay hydrated and pay attention to your urinary health. If you're experiencing pain, blood in your urine, or other symptoms, Arkansas Urology is here to help. Visit ArkansasUrology.com. Arkansas Urology, helping you stay healthy all summer long.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Tune into The Zone each week when Susan Erin Prowse shares her keys to the weekend music events calendar. Brought to you by Willie D's and Big Red Dog Productions. Big Red Dog Productions is your gateway to music excellence in Central Arkansas and beyond. Visit entertainersguide.com to see the weekly calendar and submit your shows.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Baz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Rick Schaefer coming up here shortly, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. We'll also talk to John Daly, brought to you by Honda of Russellville, Stephen Michelle Pirtle. No Chucky Gatlin today, but we'll do Family Feud, brought to you by Southern Bank and Chris Roberts. It's National Fajita Day and National Mail Order Catalog Day and National Couples Day.
I'm saying that the mail order catalog is it's virtual now. It's
yeah,
Amazon.
It's Amazon. That's yeah, exactly Amazon. Right. Yes. Yeah.
It has to be. It has to be. And I remember getting those things because that's how you got them. You didn't have any of these stores in your town. So yeah, you had to order right. them that way. So
Roger, two great sports figures, both retired on this day, not the same year. Earl Campbell announced his retirement in 1986. So he was only in the league. Looks like he played 9 years, but he was beat up by the time he got to the end of it. And then 1992, Larry Bird forced to retire. How many years was he in the league? Go.
13.
Wow. I'm telling you, I don't know if you've ever been more hot right now.
I'm telling you, thank you. Are we talking about the same thing?
Yes. Okay, yes. Cool. Really, really on really?
How about
fire.
That? How about that?
We mentioned a couple birthdays today. We mentioned that it was Robert Redford's birthday and Patrick Swayze. When you think of Swayze, where do you go? You go Point Break? Do you go North and the South? Do you go Ghost? Dirty Dancing?
Red Dawn?
Red Dawn?
John, you go Red Dawn.
I mean, for me, it's Roadhouse. But
I think of Roadhouse.
But I tell you, Ghost.
I'm not leaving until you help me. I don't care how long it takes, because I can talk forever.
That's it. That's Ghost Boy. Right
I mean, that was a great movie.
Yeah, it was really
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really, really. And then, of course.
You know, should we put him on the Mount Rushmore?
No.
Great actors. Greatest actors.
I just, you know what's weird? I know it's real petty and stupid, but
I remember when he was fighting cancer. Mm-hmm. What was the cancer he had? It was a
pancreatic.
Yeah, I mean, it killed him, and I mean, built him relatively quick. He started losing weight. His ears got so big.
Oh, wow.
I mean, his ears were giant
because
he was just shrinking up. And he thought he could beat it. You know, that guy was a dancer, and I mean, he was the great. Well, maybe one of the greatest skits of all time on Saturday Night Live was him and Chris Farley.
Oh, he's a good looking dude.
Yeah.
Don't
put baby in the corner.
Well, and the ladies loved him. And what are we? So did some dudes.
Texas guy. Point Break was great.
Yeah, Point Break was fantastic.
I said great, Christian. Do you agree?
I said great. Point Break. Is that with...
Is that a good, bad movie?
I think so.
Is that with Keanu?
Yeah, yeah. It's Keanu.
And what's his name?
Johnny Utah.
No, yeah, but what's the other actor's name?
Oh,
Gary Busey?
Yeah, great, bad movie. But you hear that he was doing... what Cruise is still doing, that he would probably still be doing all his stunts as he did. Because he did all this jumping out of airplanes and all that as well.
What does Swayze want to do as his last act in the character? Remember what he does?
In what movie?
Point Break.
Oh, he wants to do that surf.
Let me do it. Let me go. Don't let it. Remember, he's begging with Keanu Reeves. Let it go.
He let him go, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Also, how crazy is this? I was talking about, what is it?
Why did we spend all that time on Patrick Swayze, but we didn't talk about Robert Redford at all?
We mentioned Robert Redford yesterday
when we were asking about the best looking man.
I was going to mention, too, it's Edward Norton's birthday. The invite. Did you like it, Christian? You said you did.
Yeah, I thought it was really good.
For a young man like you, pretty edgy.
Yeah, pretty edgy.
What would happen? Would you say definite no to that experience?
I would say no to that in my happy relationship.
they did not want to say no, did they?
Yeah,
no,
they were not in a happy relationship.
Roger, you got to watch it.
Yeah. Well, did you also see where he was Hulk, right?
He was in one movie.
I saw that, and they said he didn't get along with anybody.
He's hard to work with, apparently. That's what I've heard.
We all brought up, what was it, the score with De Niro yesterday, and it was really a... And wasn't he also the one that he plays another... He's duping... Who's the gigolo guy? Richard Gere? Richard Gere.
Oh, Primal Fear. That was his debut.
Primal Fear was a great...
That's one of the great debuts of all time.
So what you guys are telling me is that Edward Norton may be in the category with Daniel Day-Lewis? He's a great actor.
Is he a great actor?
Okay. Well, maybe I need to watch it a little bit more.
The Primal Fear deal, in the end where he looks at Richard
Don't
Gere.
Spoil it.
I know. He looks at Richard Gere... And Richard Gere goes, oh, wow. I mean, it's that one and the ending for The Score are really two movies that are really good that most people don't know about. Yeah.
When talking about film debuts of all time, I think Edward Norton and Andy Griffith for Facing the Crowd are the top two.
Film debuts. Yeah, he's going deep.
Primal Fear and A Face in the Crowd.
And what are you saying about them?
They're the two best. Off the top of my head.
Really? Well, wait a minute. Are you discounting Lou Diamond Phillips?
Was his debut La Bamba? Our music's playing, by the way.
Oh crap! Good catch. Yeah. Guess we'll be back in just a minute. Rick Schaefer coming up. Don't go away.
This is Chuck Barrett inviting you to listen to me call the hogs on 103.7 The Buzz, KABZ Little Rock. The Razorbacks are
coming at you. Yeah, I know it's still summertime, and it's hot. But if you're wanting to beat the heat, may I suggest your local Family Market store? Because with your Family Market Rewards card, you can